Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I hope you're all having a great start to your week. I will say I did wake up at the beginning of this week and feel like I'm coming down with a little something. My throat hurts a little bit, a little stuffy nose, so that's unfortunate. I set myself up so nicely Sunday night to wake up Monday and have like the perfect sleep schedule and then get up early and get into it. But I went to bed Sunday night at 11 and I was planning on waking up at 7, which is like my ideal. You can kind of almost hear it in my voice too. Like I feel like I sound a little nasally, so I apologize, but that's why. How many times have I said that on this podcast? I feel like I have been sick multiple times since I started this podcast, which is so weird considering I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day. And I have for like over 5 years. So like, what's going on? I went to bed at 11 on Sunday night and I was planning on waking up at 7 a.m. Monday, getting right into everything. But then I woke up at 3 a.m. Monday and I just couldn't go back to sleep. I was tossing and turning from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. So when I woke up, I mean, I was awake the whole time really, but when it was time to get up, I was exhausted and I also felt like shit. Because overnight, my symptoms of whatever have started to show up. So that's unfortunate. Hopefully it goes away soon because I have a lot going on coming up in the next like month. And I would really prefer to not be feeling kind of like shit. I mean, it's definitely been worse, but I would prefer to not be sick at all. You know, I wish I could ask you how you're doing and actually have you respond to me like in real time. But since I can't, I just hope you're doing well. I really enjoyed doing the three question little segment thingy that I did at the beginning of the last podcast. If you didn't, there it is. If you didn't listen to the last episode, I basically wanted to start doing a little like three question segment at the beginning of every episode to touch on some things going on in my life, but in like a structured way, and also to kind of get me in the groove. A good like start intro to the podcast, and then I can transition into whatever the topic is. So I really enjoyed doing that last week and I want to continue doing it. So the first question that I decided I wanted to start answering every week, and I said this last week, but this is something that I intro with a lot, and it's, what's Hannah drinking? That's what my little question segment is called for this. What's Hannah drinking? Today, Hannah is drinking just some water. I read that you're not really supposed to have caffeine when you're sick or not feeling well, but I did have a coffee this morning because if I don't have caffeine, I at least once a day, I will get a raging headache, and I just don't have time for that right now. I have like things to do. So I did have my coffee earlier, but right now I'm just drinking some water. I also did buy Pedialyte. I love to drink Pedialyte when I'm not feeling well, or also hungover. Pedialyte is amazing. It just has a bunch of electrolytes and helps you to be more hydrated, which when you're not feeling well is very important to make sure you continue to hydrate yourself. So I do have that. I'll probably drink a little bit of that today as well. But right now we've just got our water. I love water. Water is my favorite thing to drink. I also did just get Olipops. I restocked my Olipops, so I'm really excited about those. I was going to drink one during this, but I usually when I'm podcasting, I'm not like stopping frequently to take a drink, so my drink kind of sits there for a little bit. I feel like I just have a drink, or I like to have a drink when I'm doing something for moral support. But if there is anything that I'm going to take frequent breaks to drink, it's water. So here we are with our water. And that concludes today's What's Hannah Drinking? The second topic question I wanted to answer is one thing I'm excited for this week. My one thing is that this Saturday, college football comes back. I didn't even realize this. And then I was talking to my mom last night on FaceTime, and she told me that Penn State is playing this weekend. And I was like, wait, this is the first college football weekend? Fall is coming. Fall is here. I don't care that it's still August. I don't care. I pulled out my fall candles. Pumpkin is back at Starbucks. And college football is back this weekend, baby. I'm so excited. I love college football. I love college football Saturdays so much. It's one of my favorite parts of the fall time. and I am a Clemson Tigers fan, so I'm excited to watch them. My brother goes to Penn State, so I also watch them. I love just watching all the teams. I don't know. It's just like a fun thing for me to put on in the background and have playing all Saturday. It just brings me happiness and good vibes. It just feels so much like fall to me. You know what I mean? My absolute favorite ideal thing is a fall Saturday. You have the windows open, like crisp fall air is coming in, and you have a fall candle of some sort lit. And oh my God, it just makes me so happy. It makes my heart warm. So that's something I'm really excited for this week, that is back on Saturday. And I just couldn't be happier. And then my last little prompt is one thing that I'm grateful for right now. This is actually something that, oh wait, I think I have two. Am I allowed to do that? I'm allowed to do that. It's my podcast. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the one that I was thinking of originally, and then I'll tell you the other one. So both of these I thought of last night when I was thinking about what I wanted to say on the podcast today. So one of the things that I'm grateful for right now is the fact that laptops are a thing. I think about this a lot. How grateful I am that somebody invented the laptop. I had this fascination with laptops when I was younger, like growing up. I didn't have a laptop until I was a freshman in college, and I got one then because I needed one for college. But growing up, I never had a laptop to do like high school work. You didn't really need one. All of our work was with the book and a notebook. Saying that makes me feel old, which is why I don't really know. What are high schoolers doing now? Do they have homework that has to be done on a laptop? Most of what I had to do was on like paper. So I didn't have a laptop. We had like a computer, a desktop in our house for our whole family. So if I had to do something on the computer, I would use that. But I always just found laptops to be so fucking cool. Having a whole computer in your lap, like on a small-ish device, was just always so fascinating to me. And ever since I got my first laptop my freshman year of college, I have thought about this at least once a week. How grateful I am that laptops exist and how fucking cool they are. So I was just sitting doing some work on my laptop last night, and I thought about it again, and I was like, this is the coolest thing. All of this on this little device that is I can take everywhere. It's just, I don't know. I've always had this fascination with laptops, and I am very grateful for my laptop because this thing has been through everything with me, and it goes through everything with me. I rely on it so much, and I also just think it's really cool and awesome to have and convenient and amazing. So that's one thing that is, I think it's kind of funny that I think about that as much as I do, but I do. I've always had a fascination with laptops. That's your fun fact about me for the day. You're welcome. The other thing that I'm grateful for, I guess this is more of a I was grateful for this last night thing because that's when I did this. But yesterday I went and washed all my sheets. I do my sheets, my pillowcases, all that like once a week. And so I did that yesterday, but I also decided to throw my duvet cover in yesterday too. I don't do that every single week, but I realized it's been a little bit since I've washed the duvet cover, so I took that off too and threw it in the wash. And then I made my bed with my fresh sheets. They were still kind of warm, like I had just taken them out of the dryer because I was trying to go to bed. Made my bed with my fresh sheets, put my fresh duvet cover on, and this was after I had like gotten my shower, got all moisturized, I'm fresh and clean, all ready for bed, fresh sheets, fresh duvet. I got into bed last night and it was the most euphoric feeling. Y'all know what I mean. This is a pretty common thing. I feel like people talk about how amazing it feels to climb into bed with all clean. You're all clean. Your sheets are all clean. It's just the best feeling, the most comfortable, cozy. It feels like a warm hug. And it made me so happy. I just like let out a sigh when I got in bed because I was so happy. So that's another thing that I'm grateful for. I talked about last week, I think my thing that I was grateful for last week was that I had in-unit laundry in my apartment. So this really kind of goes back with that as well, because the reason that I can conveniently do my laundry is because I have in-unit laundry, which is another thing that I'm really grateful for. I'm pretty sure that was what I said last week. So that's funny that we're coming full circle here with that. But that is just such a beautiful feeling, and I'm very grateful for that. So that's my little prompts segment. I'm really enjoying this, and I'm really excited to continue doing it. And now it's time to discuss what I alluded to in last week's episode. Okay, so if you listen, when I recorded last week before everything happened, I wasn't planning on also vlogging the whole thing and then making a story time and posting that on YouTube. That just kind of came to me. I just was like, I should do this. So I do realize I have already told this story. If you haven't watched the YouTube video that I posted of this day and my story time about it, you can go watch that. I will be telling the story again right now. I think maybe I'll like try to stick to the like higher key points now because I went full in depth really on my YouTube video. So I'm going to put the link to that video down in the show notes. And if you've already seen that, then I'm sorry if it's annoying that I'm telling the story again. But the first place that I talked about this was on the podcast last week. And I told you guys that the following week I would be telling you what the fuck occurred and giving you all the tea. And that's what I'm going to do again. Also because I'm never going to shut up about this. I'm just not going to. I don't know. I was going back and forth on if I wanted to tell it again on the podcast or just be like, it's in my YouTube video, but I'll tell it again on the podcast. I'm going to try and be not super long-winded. I recorded for 40 minutes when I was recording the story time part for the YouTube video. I talked for 40 minutes and I cut out like most of that. I think the whole story time part was probably 15 or so total minutes. I don't know what the hell I even said for 40 minutes. Like, bro, what? I think that half the time it was just me not being able to find the right words to express how I was feeling, which is super typical and on brand for me. But let's get into the story of how I met the Salvatore brothers. If you listened to last week's episode and you do not follow me on Instagram, you wouldn't know that this is who I was talking about. But last week I talked about how I was going to this event later that week, and it was hosted by two people who were a part of something that I love and is one of my personality traits. And it was revealed on my Instagram. I posted my photos with them. Spoiler alert. It was Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley, who are Damon and Stefan Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries. And if you are a Vampire Diaries fan or even have ever like heard of The Vampire Diaries, you probably know who these people are or have seen their faces at least once on your TVs or on social media, probably especially on social media. I am a fucking huge Vampire Diaries fan. I've seen the whole show 7 times. I said this in the video, but sometimes, oftentimes skipping season 8 because I just don't like season 8 and I feel like it was not needed. And the series finale, the final episode, actually pissed me off and I really hated it. And I think that we deserve better as fans, but whatever. That's the rest of the show. Fire. Amazing show. It's one of my 2 comfort shows. The other one is Gossip Girl. But I just love Vampire Diaries so much. And so I got invited to this event hosted by them, the brothers, Ian and Paul, because they actually have a bourbon company together. It's called Brothers Bond Bourbon. And I mean, the Brothers Bond thing alludes to the Vampire Diaries, like how they were brothers and they were always drinking bourbon in the show. So they started a bourbon company, which is, I think, a brilliant move on their part. I think they know that. That's why it's successful. And, you know, I don't have to tell them that. The event that I was invited to was hosted by the Tennis Channel. And then it was also hosted by Ian and Paul. I wasn't exactly sure what the situation was because the invite said, like, here's an invite from the Tennis Channel to, it was like a pre-US Open kickoff thing, party, cocktail party, whatever. So it said it would be hosted by Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley, and I have never RSVP'd yes to an invite in my inbox faster in my life, and I don't think I ever will. So the event was last Wednesday. It was here in New York City, and it was 3 hours long. They were there. Ian and Paul were there all 3 hours, which was amazing. I was literally in the same room as them for 3 hours straight, which was, I just don't even know. To this day, I can't even understand like how that even occurred. And one of my best friends from home, I guess, we played soccer together growing up and all of that. Her name is Darby. I've talked about her before. I've shown her before in videos. She has come to Harry Styles concerts with me. She also loves The Vampire Diaries. And so she came as my plus one. But the thing is, Darby lives in California. So she literally flew from California to New York for 36 hours to come to this event with me and then left the next day, which I think is so iconic of her to do. And it paid off because it was amazing. Like, the event was amazing. We met both of them, both of the boys, both of the guys. Oh my God, it feels so weird to talk about this so casually because what the actual fuck? Like, if you told me a year ago that I would have met these two men and have been in the same room with them for 3 hours straight and like actually had conversations with them and looked them in the eyes and like shook their hands and all that, I don't even have words for that. I had two conversations with both of them. I met Paul first, and I approached Paul by telling him that I have been a subscriber of his close friend's Instagram stories since the start, which I have. Paul Wesley's close friend's Instagram stories are so fucking hilarious. And if you have TikTok and you're on like Vampire Diaries TikTok at all, you may have seen people like will repost some like of his stories, and they're so funny. Like, Paul is so funny. I have been subscribed to his stories for years, and I told him that was what I decided to go with because I figured that A, he would appreciate it because I'm giving him my money, although it's like $3 a month, but whatever, I'm giving him my money. And I feel like it also shows that I am a real ass fan, which I am. So he was tickled by that, by when I said I was a subscriber. As far as I could see, I thought he'd think he was. And I started talking about like niche references from his close friend stories that he says a lot or that people will call him a lot. And then it's become like a funny thing for him to say, start saying them. So one of them is Zaddy. There was a phase where he was being called Zaddy a lot. And then it kind of phased into Steph-wussy. So I did say both Zaddy and Steph-wussy to Paul Wesley's face. And he laughed. So that's a win in my book. Making somebody who's funny laugh feels so good. He, like, his little head, like, went back and he was laughing when I just started spouting off these words. And he was just like, thank you. I appreciate, thank you for subscribing, like, all that. And I took a photo with him. I actually think it was one of the best selfies I've ever taken. And especially with it being with someone that I like knew I was going to want to post these, I was really hoping that I would be looking good in these photos because, I mean, even if I didn't feel like I looked good, I would still would have posted them because this is a moment in my life that I cannot ever, I have to document this and let everybody know that I did this. In the moment, I was like, okay, solid selfie. I took one selfie, one and done, and it was good. So slay. Then Paul was like, he was like on his way to the bathroom. So we parted. And then we spoke to Ian. Darby led the going up to Ian thing. And she got up to him and told him that she flew from California to be here at this event. And Ian was like, why? And in that moment, I'm like, do you know that you're famous, Ian? Because why not? He didn't say it in like a why, like a condescending type of way. He said it in a way that was like not genuinely, he didn't know why somebody would do that. Like just to meet the two of them. And we looked at him like, dude, are you for real? He just, I don't know, he gave me very humble energy. I don't know him, obviously, personally, but just from the conversation that we had with him, he seemed like a regular ass dude. He seemed so humble. It's so funny that this man standing in front of us is one of the most iconic characters in like a 2000s, 2010s teen drama TV show ever. Like, come on. I've had a like crush on this man for so long, and he is in front of us, and he just seemed so like down to earth and cool. He asked both of us our names, and he shook our hands and like looked us dead in the eye, like firm handshake. He asked us what we do for work, and Darby told him that she works in tech and she's an engineer, and he asked me what I did, and I was like, I create content. He didn't ask us directly like, how did you get invited to this, but it was almost like a what are you doing here type of thing. And I was like, Ian, I don't know how I got invited to this, because I genuinely have no idea. The invite showed up, I guess, to my management. They sent it to me like they do all the other invites. And I have no idea how my name got put on this list. But I have no idea. So I said to Ian, I don't know how I got invited to this, but I'm just very grateful that I did. And he was like, he said verbatim, not to be an asshole is how he started. And then he was like, this is like kind of a hard invite to get. And I was like, dude, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how I got invited to this. The show is one of my personality traits. I don't know if that got someone's attention. I don't know. I actually think that I said that to him, that the show is one of my personality traits. Oh my God. Anyway, so he started talking to Darby about tech. And then he was like, you know, tech is so amazing and so important, especially for businesses. He's like, I own multiple businesses. And he was like having a conversation with her about her job. And he looked like he wanted to like get to know more. We were talking to him for maybe like a few minutes. And then somebody came up to him and like kind of whispered in his ear and was like, hey, can you go talk to blah, blah, blah person? So he had to walk away, but he looked us in our eyes and told us not to leave because he wanted to come back and talk to us, which I think was one of the craziest things anyone's ever said. Like Ian Somerhalder telling us to not leave because he wants to come back and talk to us. Like, what? We were so chill about it too. We were like, oh yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And then he walked away and we were like, what the fuck just happened? And to this day, I'm still not quite sure. But that occurred. Then some more time went by. He was like mingling with a bunch of people and he saw us again. He like looked at Darby, reached out for her hand and was like, don't leave. Again, a second time. We were not going to leave anyway. We weren't planning on leaving. We were sat. We had nowhere else to be than to be in the room with these people. So we were like, oh yeah, no, totally. As if we already weren't planning on staying there and riding that shit out as long as we possibly could. But for him to come back and say it again, we were like, oh my God, okay. So then the whole rest of the time, we were kind of just like standing around having our little drinks with our Brothers Bond bourbon. They had like a Aperol Spritz situation that they made with Brothers Bond. And it was so good. I had like a few of those. We were just vibing. It was a really nice night. The event was like on a rooftop situation, like kind of indoor, outdoor bar type place. It was really cool. So we were just kind of chilling. And then it was nearing the end of the event. The event ended at 9, so this was a little bit before 9. Paul was walking to leave and he walked past me and then he turned around and looked at me and shook my hand again. Well, he reached his hand out for my hand to shake my hand. And I reached my left hand out because I had stuff in my right hand. And then I was like, I'm so dumb. And I put my stuff in my left hand. And then I shook his hand with my correct hand. And he said, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you again for subscribing. And I was like, what? That was so fucking nice of him to do. I'm still tickled by that. Like, he fully could have just walked past me. He could have just left. He didn't have to say anything. We already had our conversation. But for him to remember me amongst all the other people that they've been talking to for the past 3 hours straight, like, they probably have talked to like hundreds of people. He saw me when he was leaving and made it a point to say that it was nice to meet me and thank me for subscribing again and shake my hand on his way out. Like, he didn't have to do that, but I just found that to be really nice. just thought that was awesome. I love him. So then he left, and I turned around from that interaction to see Darby on her way up to Ian. And I was like, oh my God. So I beeline over there, and Ian sees me walking over to them, and then he like puts his hand out for my phone. And I was like, oh my God, okay, this is all happening very fast. I took my phone out. He took it from my hand, held it, took pictures, selfies of us, which were also some of my favorite, like these are some of my favorite photos I've ever taken ever. And the fact that he took them on my phone, not to be like a fangirl and be like, oh, he was holding my phone, he took a photo on my phone, but he did. That was okay. So he did that. And then he said to us, you guys are fucking awesome. Ian Somerhalder said to us that we're fucking awesome. Okay. And then Darby said something like, you know, I wish we got to talk more. And he was like, I know, me too. He was swamped. Both of them were the entire event. Like, just people lining up to talk to them. Because, I mean, they were the ones hosting the event. They were occupied pretty much all night. But he said to us that we were fucking awesome. He took photos with Darby. And he hugged her at some point. I didn't see that happen. But it happened. And I was like, what? Like, where? I don't know what La La Land world I was in, but I think I was just so, like, overwhelmed with the whole thing. I couldn't even believe these people were standing in front of us, let alone that we had spoken to them. I just can't believe any of it happened. I was looking in the eyes of these people that I have watched on TV for hours and hours and hours. And I realize that sounds creepy, but that is the truth. I've watched this show so many times. It's been on my TV for countless hours over the last several years of my life. I love these characters. I started to follow these people in real life post the show and just keep up with what they're doing. And to be able to meet them, speak to them, it's just such a weird experience. I said in my video that it's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs because, well, that's a Mean Girls reference, first of all. The scene was like, it's so weird seeing teachers outside of school. It's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs. And that's exactly how I feel about this. About seeing people that I either watched on TV or I listened to their music in real life. Literally, it's like seeing a dog walk on its hind leg. That's the only way I can describe it. They feel so larger than life to me with how popular this show is and just how much I've watched the show and loved the show. And then to be face to face with these people, looking into Ian Somerhalder's blue ass eyes that I look into via my TV screen also. I'm like, that's, he's real and he's right in front of me. Why is that such a bizarre thing for me to wrap my head around? Before I go off on a tangent about this, that was the end of the event. After Ian hugged Darby goodbye, we left the event and we were just fucking hysterical. We were trying to make sense of what had just happened. And we came back here, we ordered pizza. And guess what we did? We watched The Vampire Diaries. Season 1, Episode 1, we started. And we just squealed. We squealed when they were on our TVs. I'm a fangirl, first and foremost. I've been a fangirl my whole life. And you know what? I'm going to unapologetically be a fangirl because it's just part of who I am. I enjoy a lot of things. And if I like you or I'm a fan. I'm going to be a fan. And you know what? I'm not going to feel ashamed of it. Maybe it's a little cringe the older I get, but fuck it. I'm a fan of some people. That's how I feel about Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. I mean, I spoke to Harry Styles one time, and it was at his concert because he was on stage. I was in the crowd, and he said, like, a handful of words to me. And I thought I was ascending. Like, I thought that I was ascending out of my body and outside of this earth and into orbit. It just didn't feel like a real experience. Because sometimes when people are so famous or a part of something so popular, it's almost difficult to remember that at everybody's core, they are just a human being. The concept of even being fans of people is so crazy to me. And this has been around for ages and ages. People being famous and having fans, it's been around since people were famous. whenever that started. I don't know. Who was the first famous person? Like, who? Great question, actually. Who was the first, like, famous person? Who was the first person who had fans? Anyway, the concept is just crazy to me, and it blows my mind. Because at the end of the day, at everybody's cores, we're all human beings. So we all have way more stuff alike than we do different. I have way more similarities with these guys than I have differences. I mean, the differences are huge. Like, they're famous. I'm not. They are the famous person. I am the fan. So that we don't have in common. But human beings do so many human being things on a daily basis that if you counted all of those up, which I don't even think I could count them, there's endless amounts of them. I have more of those things in common with them than differences. It's really crazy to think about it that way. Meeting people that you're fans of is a crazy experience. But with all that being said, I am so grateful that I had this experience. It was amazing. Ian and Paul were two really, really genuinely nice guys. And it made me like them even more. It made me like the show even more. I just thought it was a really awesome experience. I never thought I would get to be in the same room as these people who I felt like I spent so much time with because they've been on my TV so much. And to be able to be face-to-face with them in real life was really crazy. But it was so awesome. It was really cool. And I just really appreciated how nice they were and how genuine and approachable they seemed. And they just made us feel comfortable. Like, they made us feel like they actually appreciated us as people, which was really cool. So that is my story once again. Again, if you've already listened to this story on YouTube, I'm sorry that I just like talked about it again, but I'm going to shut up now. For a little bit, at least. I'm never going to completely shut up about this because this is one of the coolest experiences that I've had and I'm going to remember it forever. But now that I've told it a million times, I'm going to shut up. Thank you for listening. Once again, if you made it to this point in the episode, you are a freaking real one and I love you so much. Y'all are the reason that I'm even able to do stuff like this and to get invited to stuff like this. So I am so eternally grateful that you are here and for your support and for you just being here. I appreciate you so much. And it's because of you that this cool shit happens. None of this would happen if it wasn't for you, because I would have never gotten on that invite list. I don't even know to this day how I got on the invite list, but I know I really wouldn't have gotten on it if it weren't for you guys. So thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so I will talk to you then. I love you so much. Bye.